Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
As Robert Cray brings us back, my favorite blues band, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Pete Sepp, original founding member of our Brain Trust, president of the National Taxpayers Union, ntu.org. I encourage you to go there and check it out. Support them with your dollars. They need your help. They make a big difference in how the debate is conducted on Capitol Hill. And, Pete, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all the great years you've given us. Thanks for all the hard work you're doing up there in Washington. And give us a report on where you think the Congress is, specifically now the Republicans, on tax reform. They got, what do they got, 12 days left to get it done this year? I mean, can it even happen?
It will be an uphill climb, but it can happen because several of the hurdles to reaching a consensus have already been cleared. You might have remembered the big controversy over the so-called border adjustment tax,
right?
The fact that they would be essentially switching,
right,
the way we do imports and exports now from a taxable standpoint. Under current policy, if you import something to produce a good or a service, generally you can write that off of your taxes. The border adjustment tax would have flipped that. You wouldn't get the write-off for the imports anymore, but anything you exported would no longer be subject to U.S. tax. Well, that was too much for a lot of the business community to swallow. Retailers,
right,
especially were,
right,
concerned. Well, that was set aside.
That's off the table now. The border adjustment tax is off the table.
That's right. It's off the table.
That's a big step, isn't it?
Well, it's a big step toward reaching consensus. I mean, the remaining issues now are, how low can we cut the rate? How do we make sure that small businesses are properly treated under the tax system? How do we provide the best possible expensing provisions? By
mm-hmm.
that, I mean, you know, right now, small businesses have the Section 179 reduction for expenses.
Which was made permanent, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and that's pretty good. But imagine expanding that to virtually all your business
expenses. But we need lower rates. We need lower rates, Pete.
Yeah,
they need to
lower.
Cut the rates. We're paying too much taxes.
Yeah, and right now a small business could easily face a top rate of 40%. We need to get that down below 30. We need to get it closer to 20. If we possibly can.
That's exactly right.
We have to provide big relief, but we also have to be focusing on simplification. The fact is, small businesses bear a huge, disproportionate burden of tax compliance, $1,500 per employee versus about $1,000 per employee for a large corporation. So it is a disproportionate burden.
Yeah.
And that alone is affecting.
But Pete, you just described three things: the rates, the simplification, and the compliance. Those three areas. Those are three different jobs. Those are three different tracks, so to speak. And they're three different considerations that take everybody to agree on all three of them separately. I mean, if they're not going to be able to get all that done in the next couple of weeks, are they?
A lot of these provisions have already been written, and so it's just a matter of making
plug and
sure
play.
that they interlock in good legislation. I mean, yes, a lot of it. I mean, if you take a look at the taxpayer rights provisions for small businesses, things like providing for alternative dispute resolution in tax matters, that already exists as legislation.
So how would this work? How would this work, though, Pete? Are you talking about, we've got modular? Got modular elements that they're going to, I mean, what, have they got a day in the future where they say, okay, we're going to put these things together down here in, you know, on September the 14th or whatever?
Yes, that's what I think is happening right now. In fact, I'm very confident of it. We regularly meet with tax writing committee staff, and we can tell the areas in which they've still got some law writing to do and areas where they pretty much have the package already settled and they just have to put it together. So it is feasible. Now, what we're going to get is if we have a replay of the health care debate and we get mired over one portion of this package, if somebody fixes their attention on the interest expense write-off or something like that and holds up the works, then we're in trouble again.
Could we? Are they talking about lowering rates seriously?
Yes, yes. The current corporate rate, 35%, would go to 15 or 20%, depending on who's playing.
Will they extend that to small businesses, or will they leave? Or will they lower personal rates as well?
They'll lower personal rates, and they'll extend a lower rate to smaller businesses. They're not going to make that mistake again. In 2014, the tax reform plan got held up because small businesses were essentially ignored.
That's exactly right. Well, I wrote an article about this back in the spring about how we should be treated as major corporations. So is there any chance it'll be retroactive this year? If they get it done,
I think they'll have to make it partially retroactive, especially the rate reductions. If, and this is a political calculation, first and foremost, let's be honest, if we want this package to start delivering for the economy in 2018, where folks who vote realize hey, this was a good deal for me, then you have to make portions of it retroactive.
If they can make this, if they can lower the rates and make it retroactive in 2017, two things will happen. The economy will leave the ground. It will leap off the ground, and they'll get reelected.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's remember that order of priority.
Right, exactly.
We want the economy to grow first.
Hold on to that thought, Pete. We got more to come from Pete Seff, ladies and gentlemen. NTU.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.